Syria has renewed criticism of certain regional countries for their support to terrorist groups wreaking havoc across the Syrian soil. Syria's envoy to the UN, Bashar Jaafari, said terrorist groups, backed by Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, had ruined monuments and broken up factories in Syria. In an address to the UN Security Council, Jaafari noted that the economic and coercive procedures imposed on the Arab country had played a major role in the suffering of the Syrian people. Without naming any country, he said the governments that falsely claimed to be friends of Syrians were responsible for civilian suffering. The Syrian diplomat also strongly dismissed allegations that Russian and Syrian forces were behind strikes on Qataji neighborhood in Aleppo. Well, political analyst Layo Shazdi says countries accused of supporting terrorist groups in Syria want to continue instability in the country.
It would appear that the intelligence services and the police, secret police agencies of these countries, particularly Saudi Arabia and Turkey, are pretty much in control of their radical Sunni terrorist groups or members of these groups that they support in Syria and Iraq, like in the case of Turkey. If they don't promote certain terrorist attacks against the Turkish state, they know that those attacks are not going to bring down the Turkish state, but they are going to give the impression that Turkey is a victim and not a supporter of this kind of radical Sunni terrorism. And it's funny to say that Turkey, like the Turks do, are going to fight Daesh, ISIS in northern Syria when they are the main backers of this group, doing the job of the United States or doing the work for the US to help nurture this enemy of Syria, of Iraq, but that has been created as an excuse to intervene in these countries and also to destroy them, to fragment them. In the end, the United States is doing all this with the help of countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, Jordan, and the others I mentioned, to support Israel in the sense of destroying an old enemy of Israel, which is Syria.